since April of 1985. This is the DX Audio Service. National Radio
Club. Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for December 2011. This is issue number 321. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 473251, Aurora, Colorado 80047-3251. Email is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A yearly cassette subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S.-Canadian members is $28. Tapes are sent by first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Or if you're on the internet, you can sign up to EDXN and get your DX Audio Service in MP3 format. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with PayPal. Subscribe only if you're able to download and navigate a website without any assistance. Well, let's switch it right over to Los Angeles, California. And here is Mr. Dave Alpert with the AM Switch.
Thanks, Fred. Dave Alpert with the AM Switch for the month of December 2011. Jumping right into Volume 76, Issue 6 with call letter changes. On 1280, WFBS in Berwick, Pennsylvania becomes WBWX. And 1370, WPAZ in Pottstown, Pennsylvania is now WBZH. And that's all the call letter changes we have. Moving on to CPs on the air. 1190 WIXE, Monroe, North Carolina, is now on with U1, 25,000 watts daytime and 85 watts at night, increasing both power levels with no change in antenna. 1280 KYRO, Troy, Missouri, is on. Formerly Potosi, Missouri, with U1, 660 watts day, 45 at night, Troy, about 40 miles northwest of St. Louis. On 1380, WWMI in St. Petersburg, Florida, is now on the air with U2, 9,800 watts day, 6,500 watts at night. Grants for new stations. We start off with the new station on 880 in Wasilla, Alaska. Their construction permit has been granted for U1, 210 watts day and night. People hear the name Wasilla and know that's where Sarah Palin is from, but do you know where it is? It's about 40 or 50 miles northeast of Anchorage. Believe it or not, there are a lot of AM stations around the Wasilla and Anchorage area. On 890, KJME, Fountain, Colorado, has their CP granted for U4, 5,000 watts day, 580 at night, from six towers used both day and night. Both patterns are figure eight configured with a major lobe directed to the northeast and a smaller lobe headed to the southeast. In both cases, there's also a small blip headed west. The new station on 1490 in Coker, Alabama, was initially given a CP at Fayette, but now this new station applied for and now has been granted a city of license change to Coker with U1, 1 kilowatt day and night. Coker is just 4 miles to the northwest of Tuscaloosa. The new station on 1570 in Fritch, Texas, has been granted their construction permit for U4, 12 kilowatts day, 1,000 watts night from three towers, two used during the day and all three at night. The day pattern is a large circular lobe to the northwest, while the night pattern is a plot similar in shape headed to the northeast. Fritch is in the Texas Panhandle, northeast of Amarillo. A big change in Canada. There's been a big change in AM radio stations in Montreal. The CRTC has approved an application by Bell Media, Inc. to amend the broadcasting license for the English-language commercial AM station CKGM. In order to change the frequency from 990 to 690. The CRTC also approved an application by Dufferin Communications for a broadcasting license to operate a French-language commercial station on 990. The CRTC also approved applications by 795-4689 Canada, for a broadcasting license to operate a French-language commercial station at 940, denying the application to operate an English-language commercial station in Montreal on that frequency. So, 690 will now be in the English language, 990 will now be in French, and there's a new station operating in French coming to 940. Now let's move on to actions. 540 CBGA 1 in Grand Anse, New Brunswick, Canada has an interesting story. The new CBC Premier Chain services will be coming to five communities in Quebec. And up until now, CBGA 1 540 in Grand Anse, New Brunswick served the area from the south. When the new FM stations are launched, CBGA 1 will go silent. All stations will carry Premier Chain programming from CBGA 102.1. The new stations will be located in the following Quebec communities: Chandler 93.5, New Carlisle 98.7, New Richmond 104.3, Perce 104.5, and Port Daniel on 92.5. 610 CKYL Peace River, British Columbia has been granted a relay on 93.3 at Lillooet. CKYL's signal has been experiencing significant deterioration due to low ground conductivity and an increase in electrical transmission lines in the area. It submitted a proposed technical amendment that would enable the station to adequately serve the population of Manning. We'll see if the CRTC buys that argument. 860 CBUL in Lillooet, British Columbia, granted a move to 92.7. The new FM station will continue to carry CBC Radio 1 via CBTK-FM in Kelowna. As soon as the FM is established, the AM will fall silent. Moving back down to the lower 48, 1270 WEIC, Charleston, Illinois, now operating under a special temporary authorization with U4, 1,000 watts day, 500 watts night, which is their normal power, but with variances. One of the towers in the directional array was struck by lightning and blew out a number of components used to switch between the day and night patterns. They were expected to return to their licensed parameters by November 1st, but as of this report, that hasn't happened yet. And the new station on 1550 in Midland, Texas, had their CP granted for U4, 50,000 watts day, 300 watts night. The site is northeast of Midland, and the day pattern is a tight lobe shooting southwest through the town and to Odessa and towards Mexico. Under applications, only one, 1450 KQTE, Hellendale, California. They've applied for U1, 250 watts day and 1,000 watts night. Amendments to applications, 590 WLVA, Lynchburg, Virginia, presently licensed to U4, 5 kilowatts day, 1 kilowatt night. WLVA has a CP to move to 580 with U1, 250 watts day and 15 at night. This amendment now requests U1, 250 watts day, 14 watts night, changing the night power by 1 watt. Oh, and let's give a quick shout out to Dave Marthouse down in Brookneal, Virginia. KYOK 1140 in Conroe, Texas was licensed for D3, 5,000 watts daytime only. KYOK applied to move to Katy, Texas, with D3, 700 watts daytime. This amendment requests D4, 800 watts day and night. 1270 WQKR, Portland, Tennessee, licensed for U1, 1,000 watts day, 59 at night. WQKR applied for U1, 1,000 watts day and 43 watts night. This newest amendment requests U1, 500 watts day, 43 watts night. Get your eraser out. Time now for dismissals and deletions. Starting off with 900 WLSI, Pikesville, Kentucky. They had an application to reduce daytime power to U1, 350 watts day, 125 night, but WLSI remains U1 with 3,500 watts daytime and 125 watts at night. On the other hand, 1050 KCAA, Loma Linda, California, had an application to raise their daytime power to U4, 10,000 watts day, 35 at night. However, KCAA changed their mind. They remain U4 with 1,400 watts day, 35 at night. 1230 KELY, Ely, Minnesota, had an application to raise power to U1, 1,000 watts day and night, but change their mind. KELY remains U1, 250 watts, day and night. 1280 KWHI in Brenham, Texas, had an application amendment into the FCC for U5, 10,000 watts day and 72 watts night. However, KWHI remains U1, 1,000 watts day and 72 at night with their original application for U5, 3,800 watts day and 72 at night. Finally, let's check out the fines. KVOZ in 890 Delmar, KVOZ on 890 in Delmar Hills, Texas, has been fined $21,000 for several things, including failing to maintain a main studio in its city of license, public inspection file violations, and operating with 3 kilowatts at night instead of the licensed 1 kilowatt. KBRZ, 1460 Missouri City, Texas, has been fined $4,000 for failing to operate within authorized power limits. In other words, they were on at night with their day power. A lot of stations, especially when high school football or basketball is on exercise, what we in the NRC call their high school STA. The stations want better reach at night for the game, but using your day facility at night is playing with fire, and the FCC has the gas and matches. That's it for DX Audio Service this issue. If you have any corrections, additions, or just want to comment on the switch, just send us a letter or call the Musings line at 419-741-0205 and let us know the details. Till next year, Dave Alpert wishing you and yours the best of the holiday season. Now let's head up to Minnesota and see what Santa's Big Elf has in store for us on the band scan.
Hi, it's Harry Connick Jr. wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Dave Alpert, and hello all. Here we are in early December 2011, in time to wish you all a wonderful holiday season and to thank you for staying with us for so many months. We're going to spend our time today on the so-called cheaters, those stations that supposedly don't cut back power at the authorized time each evening. I guess I've always believed that most stations nowadays are pretty careful with nighttime power reduction, and we set out to try to prove it. We made a series of recordings in July and August of this year of those stations available to the flagpole antenna from a Minnesota location. We heard about 70 such stations. A couple of dozen were not strong enough or were susceptible to the summertime mayhem, so it was impossible to know what they were doing. With the Perseus receiver, we could directly measure signal strength in real numbers, so we would know whether the station signal had changed. And before we began, we searched out each station's required sunset power change time from FCC records. Then we started the recorder, played back the Perseus for that time period, allowing 15 minutes either side of the required time, and we listened. Of the 47 or so signals we could hear, we found 35 that were required to change power or signal at night. Two of those station signals measured about the same during the period, given fading conditions, so we couldn't tell whether they switched or not. We'll call them the exceptions and give them the benefit of the doubt. What follows is the documented recording of the other 33, starting at the bottom of the band. 540, no measured change on WXYG. Their 250 watts and their day and night patterns provide about the same power in our direction, so no call. Exception number one. 550, likewise. No measured change on KFYR from here. However, their signal was going through a lot of fading, and their day and night predicted signal toward us is about the same. No call on that one. Exception two. 560, at the correct time, WEBS Duluth will go away and Chicago will come up.
Saturday, July 30th, attend a lender-ordered lake liquidation sale and take advantage of foreclosure pricing on 2 acres with 3 boat slips.
570 WNAX, Yankton. The night signal actually gets a bit better in our direction.
Tom or 1-800-375-0333.
The WNAX Morning Reports with Steve Crawford.
You see a sheriff or...
the ugly brown uniform. Mm-hmm. And then you see the state trooper, and they're standing tall and erect, and they've got the hats, and they're all fit and trim and stuff like that.
On 570 WNAX.
580, no signal. 590, of course, Omaha doesn't change pattern or power. 600, Jamestown hung in there. They're a DA1, so no change was expected. On 610, KDAL was fading pretty badly, so we couldn't do anything there. On 620, KMNS in Sioux City switched at the right time. You'll hear their Twins coverage giving way to WTMJ Milwaukee's Brewers coverage.
Zambrano, 93 pitches in. Heels 1-0, slider low and away, ball two. Hey, ladies, go behind the scenes on August 27th at Brewers All Access for women.
630 WREY, no authorized signal change in our direction. And 640 WOI Ames, Iowa, there was little or no signal to play with. 650 WNMQ in northern Minnesota switches from 10 kilowatts to 1 and goes directional, roughly in our direction.
AM 650 WNMT weather is being brought to you by Globe Drug and Medical Equipment. See Globe Drug for all your pharmacy needs in downtown Grand Rapids.
Tonight, mostly clear. Lows about
660, nearby WBHR will switch from 10,000 watts to 500 nighttime. Note they're carrying a Cubs baseball game in central Minnesota.
1-1. Getting back to Ron Santo. The book is called Ron Santo, A Perfect 10. It's available at the website. Book is also available in various stores in Illinois, Walgreens, Jewel Food Stores, and Benny's Beverage Depot. But for your convenience, we can ship it right out to you. Go to ronsettobook.com.
670, a 1A. 680, CJOB Winnipeg will switch north, and WODO will come up.
Something fishing. Rickstar Fishing is back.
You know, I was
a mount. That's why you need disability insurance. It provides income that you can continue to pay your mortgage, put food on the table, put your kids through college, pay your car payments.
Think of disability insurance as an insurance policy for your paycheck. Learn more at protectyourpaycheck.org. A message from the nonprofit Life Foundation.
Radio 690, KFXN Minneapolis delivers a poor 500 watts towards us, but it's obvious when they drop that to 4 watts. .700, a 1A. 710, KCMO will do its switch on schedule. KNUS Denver comes up since WDSM in nearby Duluth has already dropped power and switched away from us.
And we'll find out about the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure and talk to two young breast cancer survivors and how they and their families cope.
It's the Radio Dish. Join us this Saturday at 2 p.m. on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous...
Today, a high temperature of 89 with afternoon storms. In the 710 KNUS Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Travis Knutson.
KNUS. News Talk 710. He's Mark Levin. And he's not shy.
The Democrat Party today is the party of big government.
720, a 1A. 730, no signal. 740, WDGY Hudson, Wisconsin will give way to Toronto's big band sound.
74 WDGY, Hudson, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Rocking the summer of 2011.
Have a wonderful summer!
750 and 760, 1A's. 770, KUOM Minneapolis, the only station on which we hear an actual sign-off. And it seems as though the engineer was in kind of a hurry.
Radio K must end its AM broadcast as the sun sets due to FCC regulations. You can listen to Radio K on the FM at 106.5 in the West Metro, 100.7 in St. Paul and the northern suburbs, and 104.5 spanning Minneapolis and St. Paul. KUOM AM 770 now signs off the air. KUOM AM uses studio to transmitter link WPNE 920, operating at a frequency of 946.
A 1A, 790 KFGO Fargo will switch patterns on time directly away from us.
You guys did the research and then took it back to GM and said, here, make this. It'll work. They didn't. It solved the problem. You guys are taking the OE design and improving upon it.
Oh, you have to.
WVAL is nearby, but its nighttime drop is from 2,600 watts to 850. A 10 WHB Kansas City switching from 50 kilowatts to 5.
Milner, O'Quinn, Ford, and Harrisonville presents Breaking the Norm with Les Norman. Tuesday nights at 7 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You gotta love their legal ID. Are 1A's. 850, faint copy from Duluth, but fading badly. On 860, KNUJ, New Ulm, Minnesota, the polka station of the nation, drops from a kilowatt to 5 watts. So the channel is claimed by CJBC.
And Duncan picks up strikeout number 4. They get 2 hits. Leave 1. 3-6. Twins lead 4-1. You're listening to Twins Baseball.
C'est pyramidal que nous avons, c'est-à-dire si on n'est pas heureux du premier résultat, et c'est la façon de voir les choses du directeur des poursuites criminelles, ben il s'en va en appel. Et là, il y aura une seconde.
870 KPRM Northern Minnesota not doing well enough to measure. On 880, listen as WMEQ Menominee, Wisconsin gives way to KRVN Lexington, Nebraska. This, of course, just before KRVN itself switches due west.
What was going to happen to you and where you were going to head. DJ Jones with us here on Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network. What are you hearing from Miami? What are they talking with you about?
On 890, when we got to this channel, we were almost too late. You will hear Dead Carrier from KQLX Lisbon, North Dakota, after their sign-off copy. We probably missed that. But you'll hear the carrier drop in the beginning of WLS's famed nighttime signal.
A vote by the S&P to change the credit rating of this country. Did that exacerbate your concerns, lessen them, or nothing?
No, it didn't.
900 KTIS Minneapolis in deep fades, so we didn't try to chase this one. And the same was true for 910, 920, 930, 940, and 950, just too weak and fluctuating to be counted. On 960, KLTF Little Falls, Minnesota gives way to KMA Shenandoah, Iowa.
On the next Big Man Journal.
Big Man Jeff with Don Kennedy. We'll come up following our Saturday night baseball games on KLTF Falls Radio.com 24 hours a day. Your station for news and information is AM 960.
Overtax. Four is hit the ball hard 3 times.
Of course, playing fast. Let's pause for identification. This is the Royals Radio Network. Royals Baseball presented by Time Warner Cable.
970 and 980 couldn't be counted either. I wonder what was up with the 900 signals. On 990, Denver will announce its presence, then give way to Canada. Note the Morse code drifting through the frequency for a short time after Denver disappears. Play that back and see if you can copy it.
Thanks for listening to Denver's Christian Station, 990 KRKS Denver, a service.
$1,000 was wiped out by sideband splatter from nearby 1010. 1010 is a new station with old call letters, WMIN, great audio. They'll drop from 1,700 watts to 240 watts on time.
Cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on, come on and dance with me.
.1020, .1030, and .1050 weren't there, and .1040 is a Class A. On .1060, Longmont, Colorado was on the channel and duly switched.
That's Victoria and Perkins and Executive Suites in Longmont, 303-772-4667. This is Mull Ansari, host of Market Graph and president of Compact Asset Management. If you're confused...
.1070 KVKK in Wadena, Minnesota.
Here is your weather forecast for the listening area.
1080, a 1B channel, Dallas. 1090 brought us Maria from Denver. When it drops, WAQE in Wisconsin is heard just going away.
En cualquier momento, en maria1090.com.
$1,100, a 1A, but there's a new station near Fargo.
I'm only to take the drug test if they make it, which I'm completely in favor of. That if had the opportunity, if they were educated, could be
credit. See dealer for details. Canada Combine offers includes all gear rebates and
on the hour. On air and on demand. WTAM.com. The Indians, Browns, and Cavaliers play on the big one. News Radio WTAM 1100.
Not looking good in Washington. Good evening, I'm Tom Moore.
1110, 1B, 1120, 1A, 1130, typically KFAN Minneapolis. Listen to what happens when they change pattern.
Boy can help. Call 1-800-RUNAWAY or live chat at 1-800-RUNAWAY.org.
You can listen back to the Dan Patrick Show weeknights at 7 on the sports station, AM 1130, KFAN, Minneapolis, St. Paul, The Fan.
Listen to the best classic country around the world at KWKHOnline.com and AM 1130, the home of the legend, KWKH Freeport.
SportsRadio.com. 1140 to 1170 were unusable for measurements. 1180, 50 kilowatts, about 35 miles away. They will switch to 5 kilowatts and shift their pattern slightly away from us.
When was the last time we turned away and began to sink? Well, we know where to look to stay afloat, don't we?
The Shop and Save program offers you discounted certificates for hundreds of local businesses. Find savings on your favorite pizza, auto repair, clothing, entertainment, restaurants, and more.
1190, yet another Denver station. KVCU drops from 6,800 to 110 watts.
2 to 4. If you like what I do on Soul Power, I think you'll like Chunk of Funk Live. It's one of my favorite shows on Radio 1190, so keep the spirit of R&B alive. Come up in this next set, got some Mabel John and the Perfections. Getting things going here is the Isley Brothers, Behind a Painted Smile. Keep looking.
$1,200 to $1,260 were unusable. $1,270 is 3WI in Brainerd, Minnesota. They don't change power, but they do go directional at night away from us.
Yeah. So I mean, that's kind of the downside about becoming so dependent on technology. But at some point, it also might be our downfall.
Well, listen, Rick, we're on time. You gonna join me next week?
I'm gonna join you again.
This is good stuff.
Nothing on 1280 and 1290. 1300 WQPM Princeton with the voice of the prophet. Obviously in love with his own pipes. WQPM switches from 1,000 to 83 watts on time, and we're left with noise from KGLO Mason City.
All right, now let's just move right on into chapter 4 in the moments we have left. And now then, Peter, and the rest of these 12 men are continuing to preach.
1310, this fairly new station in Glencoe, Minnesota, is already on its second set of call letters. KTWN, another familiar call in these parts. They will go from 2,500 watts day to 270 watts at night. Then, nothing useful because of the summer conditions until we get up to 1510, home of the famous Het. We accidentally pinned this Het on KCTE in Kansas City because we were listening at KCTE's scheduled pattern change time. You listen, too, and see what you think.
Eat healthier. It's key to the whole game plan.
Everyone can play. Visit letsmove.gov and get moving.
A message from Let's Move, USDA, the Ad Council, MLB, and the players.
And our next and final stop is at 1600, and there, by golly, another Het. But we couldn't nail this one. Since KPNP Watertown, Minnesota is full-time 2,500 watts directional, it had to be someone else dropping off. Maybe one of you super-sharp DXAS listeners can pinpoint this and report to the Musings Lion.
That's 860-879-7080.
On Friday, we'll see partly cloudy skies with a high of 86 degrees. Saturday, increasing cloud cover with a high of 87. This forecast is brought to you by FloorQuest of Oshkosh and Fond du Lac. Quality service and savings every day at FloorQuest. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Right now, it's 73.
And there you have it. Every station scheduled to do the power switch did it within minutes of when they were supposed to. Of course, we weren't recording on Friday nights, but it does affirm our belief that with the sophisticated transmitter controls and computerized time switching, things are pretty much the way they should be come local sunset. And so much for the automatic cheater theory. Propagation is wonderful. It does strange things. And maybe we should accept the fact that that's what makes the hobby so magic, rather than automatically assuming that someone stayed on day power. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service, again wishing you a happy holiday, and we'll see you right around the corner for the new year 2012. Until then, on behalf of the merry band of editors and our publisher Fred Vobey and the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service, we'll say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and good listening, DXers.
The snow is snowing and the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? For I've got my love to keep me warm.
Thanks, Mark, and I have one more item to contribute to the AM switch, which comes from Canada. And this news story came out of the newspaper up there in Toronto, and it's titled, Mississauga Radio Station Gets CRTC Approval. Mississauga is set to get its own radio station, a development the new owners hailed as being long overdue. The station, which will offer a news and talk format, will be run by a group led by Elliot Keir, president of the Mississauga-based Landmark Sports Group. Mississauga is a city in its own right, a fact that is often forgotten because, given our location next to Canada's largest market, Mr. Keir said, noting thousands of people have signed a petition and wrote letters in support of the new station. With close to 800,000 residents, it is the only city of this size in the country without an English language radio station of its own. That is, until now. After being licensed by the CRTC this week, AM 690 will be up and running by spring at the earliest, according to spokesman Deborah McLaughlin. The station will be dedicated to local news and information, from city council coverage to business and community social events. The ownership group is still in the process of looking for a facility and staff, according to Ms. Laughlin. Now let's turn our attention to another form of communication, which is amateur radio. This article comes from, of all places, Fox News. Radio days are back. Ham radio licenses at an all-time high. iPhone beware. The newest trend in American communication isn't another smartphone from Apple or Google, but one of the elder statesmen of communications. Ham radio licenses are at an all-time high, with over 700,000 licenses in the United States, according to the Federal Communications Commission. Ham radio first took the nation by storm nearly 100 years ago. Last month, the Federal Communications Commission logged 700,314 licenses, with nearly 40,000 new ones in the last 5 years. Compare that with 2005, when only 662,600 people hammed it up, and you'll see why the American Radio Relay League, the authority on all things ham, is calling it a golden age. Over the last 5 years, we've had 20 to 25,000 new hams a year, said Alan Pitts, a spokesman for the group, as he told Fox News. The unusual slang term, a ham, is more properly known as an amateur radio operator, describing a poor operator when the first wireless operators took out to the air in the 1900s. At that time, government and coastal ships would have to compete with amateurs for signal time, because stations all battled for the same radio frequency. Frustrated commercial operators called the amateurs hams and complained that they were jamming up the signals. People like John Pritchard have used the slang term ever since. It takes an inquisitive mind that wants to challenge to speak with the rest of the world, Pritchard told Fox News. I meet a lot of people as a result of amateur radio. It's a fascinating experience to meet somebody who you've talked to for years, when you finally get to meet them and go, oh, wow, that's you. Pritchard has been a ham for over 35 years. He sits in his ham shack, slowly turning the dial on his amateur radio and listening attentively for a voice through the high radio frequency. But he's not looking for aliens. Pritchard is dialing in to make contact with someone around the world. W6JWK, this is John in Fresno, he says. Pritchard can communicate with people around the globe or even astronauts in space by talking through his microphone or using Morse code. With more people joining the hobby, local ham radio businesses are growing as well. Amateur Electronics Supply in Las Vegas, Nevada sells everything to do with ham radios, from transceivers, amplifiers, and antennas, all the way down to handhelds. We have clientele from all walks of life, manager Rick Rohn told Fox News. We have church groups who are interested in ham radio for a viable source of communications in times of natural disaster. We have young kids that find ham radio interesting. Maybe they've heard it through their father or grandfather, and it's a lot of fun for them. According to the American Radio Relay League, retirees and emergency groups are among the main reasons for the nearly 30,000 new hams that pick up the hobby each year. Ham is a boon for safety as well as a fun pastime. When normal communication methods fail and cell phone towers are jammed, ham radios will still work and can help out in disaster situations. Because they don't require towers to relay the signal, amateur radio came into play very much during the major earthquakes in the Bay Area in 1989. The only thing I had was a little handheld radio. Nothing else worked. Telephones didn't work, cell phones didn't work. Amateur radio just kept right on working, according to Pritchard. Looking to ham it up a bit with some friends? Try a fox hunt, the radio equivalent of ham-to-ham combat. In a fox hunt, local amateur clubs search for a transmitter, called the fox, using their homemade antennas. The fox hunting is really fun. The thrill of the chase and the competitiveness of being the first to find the transmitters, said Rob Mavis, president of the Clovis Amateur Radio Pioneers in Clovis, California. Ham radio is inexpensive as well. All you need is a couple $100 to get started and an FCC license, which is free, but requires $10 to $12 to cover expenses. So the latest craze, no iPhone app required, is ham radio. Finally on Side 1, an article from Australia titled Listeners Give Digital Radio a Poor Reception. It was billed as the future of broadcasting. Pristine reception, loads of stations and scrolling text displaying the song titles and headline news. But 2 years after its introduction, digital radio accounts for only 7.6% of radio listening in Australia, according to figures from Commercial Radio Australia. And most of these figures are believed to be comprised of the digital simulcasts of existing AM and FM stations. Nielsen and Commercial Radio Australia do not release the rating figures of digital-only stations, but advertisers believe they are minuscule. Choice, formerly the Australian Consumer Association, meanwhile has also been critical of the quality and cost of digital radios, stating earlier in the year that for many models, you'd be better off buying an analog radio at a fraction of the price. Digital black spots, areas of poor reception, have also hampered the technology. Commercial Radio Australia Chief Executive Joan Warner said that the industry faces a huge challenge in replacing the nation's stock of analog radios. Listeners have an average of 5 to 6 radios, and it will take some years for those 5 or 6 radio devices in each household to be changed over. That's 50 million radios that need replacing. Since the format was introduced in August of 2009, 509,462 digital radios have been sold. Ms. Warner declined to reveal how many people were listening to the digital-only stations, 20 of which are in Melbourne alone. I can't give you those figures, but they are paying for themselves and some are making some money. Digital radio, which uses the DAB Plus format, is available in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, and Adelaide, and it's being tested in regional cities. Ms. Warner said that, eventually, there would be a mandated switchover. Our view is that there would have to be at least 80% or upward of listeners switching to DAB Plus for the industry to agree to switch off analog. My personal view is that getting to 80% will take another 5 to 7 years. Choice rated 22 digital radios priced from $70 to $749 in March and had found that highly compressed broadcasts from the radio stations, poor reception, and a radio that is just not up to the job can make them no better than an analog radio. You can't do much about the first two, and buying a digital radio with poor sound is simply a waste of money. You'd be better off buying an analog radio for a fraction of the price. And that article comes from the technology pages of SMH in Australia. Seems like they're having the same problems we have here in the United States and Canada.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.
We wish you all the season's best from Gay.